You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. It is a Friday in the capital city. Jim and Trent, we say hello to you. And we've got a power pack program for you today. Seth Gruen, Major League Baseball, of course, some of the big trades that have gone down, and Big Ten Unfiltered as well, will be our guest at about 4:20. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, coming up at 4:40. At the top of the hour, basketball coach and turned broadcaster Kevin Lehman will be our guest, immediately followed by Wolfgang. And, of course, at the end of the show, on a Friday, Trent and I will do our world-famous picks of games for this weekend. How are you, pal?
Oh, I'm doing well, Jimmy B. I've already cut into your lead a little bit more. I'm just three games back. I'm ready to trace you down, old man. I'm coming for you. You just wait.
I can't wait till we do the last hour. This is going to be the last segment. It's going to be a lot of fun. Really is. But hey, that's what we do this show. That's why we love doing this show.
You got it. Well, Jimmy B, get ready, of course, for tomorrow down at Wells Fargo Arena. It'll be the Big Four Classic. Drake Iwin, game one. Iowa State, you and I in game number two. Two such interesting matchups. And, I mean, it helps more than anything. We've seen Iowa State, you and I all have solid programs and very good programs at different times throughout, you know, the tenor of this one. But Drake has been the forgotten team because they've frankly been bad throughout the creation of the Big Four Classic. But maybe, just maybe, here come the Drake Bulldogs, Jimmy B.
I'm with you on that. Look, I know that they're getting a lot of hype because of the way they played last Monday on the road at Minnesota, and only losing that game by a point. But you know what, Trent? I think it carries over. I really do. And look, they played against a big team. You know, Minnesota has a big front line, just like Iowa does. And people can say, well, they're just going to throw the ball down low, and they're going to score on them, and they'll foul out. And look, it didn't happen against Minnesota. So who says it's going to happen against the Hawks? Mm-hmm. Plus the fact the Hawks struggled to defend the perimeter. We've seen that in every game in which they played so far. So I think it's a better matchup than a lot of people think it's going to be. At least it has the potential to be a better matchup.
I still I do wonder if we're almost overrating what happened Monday night. Mm-hmm. Look, they played well. They were in that game defensively. They also did a whole lot. I mean, it seems like maybe it's a little too much too soon here. You had your chance. You had your opportunity, and just didn't quite get it done against Minnesota. I don't know. Iowa, yeah, you got to get the ball inside. It's a very simple game plan that you have here. Get the ball inside. They play a 6'3 guy at power forward, Jimmy B. It's a four-guard lineup.
I know.
It's not a group of big guards. We're not talking NBA guards. We're not talking thick guards. It's a pretty simple game plan here. But we're still in the same place with Iowa. As this team continues to confound and confuse, they can't turn it over. They have to be better on that side of it. I think that goes without saying. I do wonder now if, though, finally ending the skid against a bad Southern team, if that's enough to get this team in the right frame of mind, the week off, you know, whatever it may be, because this team is talented, and you just wonder how it's going to go. But that's just the appetizer, Jimmy B. We'll see if Drake can give them a game. Point spreads are out. Earlier today, mentioned this, that we talked to Jason Symbol from CG Technology. They're going to out in Vegas with their properties, open up Iowa as an 8.5-point favorite. They're going to open Iowa State as a 3.5-point favorite. But there are some lines that have jumped out offshore, Jimmy B, and the lines are a little bit different. They have you and I, Iowa State, as a pick 'em. Can't get simpler than that, Jimmy B. All you got to do is pick a winner. You even know how to do that.
Well, just barely, and the only reason I know is because you taught me.
Right, right. My bad stuff's rubbing off on you a little bit.
It is. It really is. Okay, so that's a pick'em game.
Pick'em
on offshore.
Right. Yeah. Jason told us that they'll open Iowa State as a 3.5-point favorite, but so this matchup with you and I and Iowa State. You know, what are a couple of things that jump off the page to you? The matchups, I just continue to go back. How are they going to be able to defend at times in the backcourt? I think of Wyatt Lohaus. So Wyatt Lohaus really could be a big key here if we see those young guys up front. Tywan Pickford, still a freshman. As good as he's been, hasn't shot it well, but good defensively, very good rebounder. We see that averaging over 10 boards a game. This is a step up in competition for him. You know, we've seen McLeod, some inconsistencies. Mm-hmm. Same thing for Isaiah Brown. Maybe this is a game, though, where Wyatt Lohaus, after he finally has been getting a few minutes lately, he gets in there a little bit more. And a guy that, at the very least, we know, he's been in matchups like this. He's been in big games before. If he can add a little bit more depth to that backcourt.
Would you say that UNI's competition on their non-conference schedule has been much more difficult than Iowa State's?
That goes without saying, Jimmy B. I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
And how did they fare in those games? Pretty damn well.
They did.
So UNI, to me, this is just another game from another conference. Look, I know it's in-state and rivalry, and I get all that, but the point that I'm making is that UNI have already played against top-level competition, mm-hmm. where Iowa State really hasn't done that yet. Got to remember when they played Missouri first game of the season, Michael Porter, we saw him 2 minutes, and that was it.
That was his college career.
Done. That was it. He's done. So, and then they lost at home to Milwaukee, still a head scratcher. So, but they haven't gone up against the type of teams that you and I have already gone up against and mm-hmm. played with success.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting stat, okay? Since this thing has taken place, Coach Jake is 6-2 versus Iowa State. And the two losses, overtime, both games.
Pretty good number. I like that. Okay.
I'd say so. Yeah.
So has some success.
But Yeah. So I know we're going to do our picks later in the show, but this is a tough one. It's really a tough one for me. While we're doing the program here, I still haven't made my mind up.
Not sure which side you're going to fall on. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Last-minute decisions out of Jimmy B. That's not a surprise. Not a surprise at all. Well, Jimmy B., as we get ready for that, it's not just that. We got a huge NFL slate. Now, Saturday, it starts with the Bears and the Lions. It's a local team, a local regional team with the Bears, but that doesn't do a whole lot. It's you and I, Iowa State. But then in the evening, you got a chance between watching a bowl game. You can sit there and watch one of the crappy bowl games. Or Chiefs, Chargers, well, I think I know where you're going to be, Jimmy B. You'll be saddled up at the bar, and you're going to be watching that one. And it's just, it means so much. Kansas City, the start they were on, how well things were going and derailed. They bounced back last week, and this is one we'll be making in our picks later on. But Kansas City, we'll have the coverage here on 1700 tomorrow night. But the Chiefs against the Chargers, did last week cure what has been ailing Kansas City in your mind?
I hope it did, Trent, because I'd love to see the Chiefs in the playoffs, particularly with the way that you just referenced that great start that they had, and it all kind of has whittled away. They looked more like Kansas City from the first five games that we saw of the season against the Oakland Raiders. The defense setup of the, it's always difficult for me to say this, Los Angeles Chargers, yes, with Joey Bosa. I mean, that's a man's man in Joey Bosa on that defensive line. Mm-hmm. They've got players. And from that standpoint, if Kansas City wins this game at home and they look good doing it, maybe they have once again, just in the nick of time, recaptured whatever they were smoking at the beginning of the season. That's the way I view this game.
Going to have Tyreek Hill be a big part of it. And
yeah, I agree.
The Chargers' defensive backfield has been coming on. It's not just Desmond King, and we obviously pay attention to Des King because of his connections here to the state. Saw some numbers the other day from Pro Football Focus, just what he's been putting up over his last three games. But it's not just him. I mean, he's their nickelback. What they do with their cornerbacks, you mentioned Bosa up front. This Chargers' defense is good. I go back and forth, much like you were talking about in the basketball. I've been the same way this week with this game. I think the Chargers are better. They're obviously playing better over the course of the last month, month and a half, however far you want to go back. I get that. But there's something special. Cold game, Arrowhead in December. It's tough to go against that one. This one's a back and forth for me also, but I think we're going to get a great game. And I hope at the very least we do get that, because these Saturday night games, I have memories growing up, these Saturday night games. They felt they were always weird. It's a little bit different, but you get special things from time to time too, and I'm hoping we see that tomorrow night.
I'm with you 100%. I hope it's a dynamite football game, and I hope it's fireworks. I hope there's a lot of scoring and not a 13-10 ball game. I hope it's 28-21, 28-24, something like that, and that we get some spectacular plays. Look, weather's going to be good, so the weather's not going to be a factor in KC for that game. Mm-hmm. So I would think both quarterbacks, we know Rivers is going to throw it all over the yard, and if Alex Smith continues the way that he was playing against the Raiders and carries that over against the Chargers, we're going to see him get that ball aired out as well.
One more thing I wanted to run past you here. We're coming up in just a little bit. We're going to turn our attention over to some baseball talk with our man Seth Gruen from Bleacher Report, get some thoughts on the Hot Stove and Lee Sterling. He'll be stopping by later this hour also with his weekly picks. But back to the Big Four Classic, Jimmy B. I've seen a lot of conversation out there about changing the way that it is, you know, finding something to spice this thing up. Now, I don't think it's a season really to worry about that, because, like I said at the top, this is the most compelling matchups I think we've had in both games in quite a long while. But I get that maybe it's starting to run its course. We talked yesterday about Iowa going to 20 conference games starting next year. Is there going to be room for this? What could you do to trick this thing up? You know, some people mentioned making it a tournament. Well, the problem with that is if you and I and Drake both win or lose that first game, then you have them facing off three times during the regular season and a possible fourth time at the MVC tournament. You have Iowa and Iowa State possibly playing a rematch a week after they had just played the Cy-Hawk game, a week and a half later. I don't think a whole lot of people would be overly excited about that and seeing that game again. Is there anything else that they could do to make this thing maybe a little bit more intriguing?
I loved your idea from several months ago where you talked about having Creighton in and playing in this. Having, was it Missouri that you had?
Yeah, Missouri.
No, you had one.
Nebraska,
Missouri, yeah.
Kansas, whoever it is. Yeah, but bringing teams from around the area
Bringing teams in, yes, and making it, would you do it as a two-day event?
I don't think you could. I don't think you'd make this an exempt tournament. I don't think that, you could get teams to do that. But, you know, we see the one-off games that happen all the time. Kansas-Washington, the game that was played at the Sprint Center. Now, that was just a singular game, but we see different things like that. And it would be you and I getting to face Missouri. It would be Iowa maybe getting to take on a team like a Kansas State, something like that. Those are the kind of things that possibly – but I think that's still down the line. And I think that's something that – maybe we'll have to look at when we get to that point. With that, we got to get a break. And when we come back on the other side, a little baseball talk. Haven't talked much baseball. Ohtani, his signing this week, obviously shaking things up. The Hot Stove starting to heat up. We'll take a look around. The Cubs have been very active. What's happening there? How about the Cardinals trying to get back into the mix? My Minnesota Twins bringing in the closer, Fernando Rodney, for now. We'll talk about that. We'll talk some Midwest baseball. The Royals, is it going to be a complete teardown? We'll go through baseball coming up with Seth Gruen from Bleacher Report. We'll talk with him about that. Also, maybe jump into a little basketball conversation as Seth also covers the Big Ten as we take you up until 6 o'clock. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at therookiesportscards.com.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Sponsored by Office Depot Office Max. You've had a big year, so treat yourself to great deals on tech and furniture at Office Depot Office Max. You deserve it. Office Depot Office Max, taking care of business.
The premier college basketball event in the Midwest, the Hy-Vee Classic, returns to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines Saturday, December 16th. See the Iowa Hawkeyes take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 p.m., followed by the Iowa State Cyclones and the UNI Panthers at 3:30. Tickets are available now at HyVeeTix.com, the Wells Fargo Arena box office, any Des Moines or Ames Hy-Vee location, or by calling 844-55-HY-VEE.
So I always have big plans to start my shopping early. Then life gets in the way. But thanks to thecompanystore.com, I always get the gifts right. They make great homemade gifts that are perfect for everyone in my family. And if you know my family, that's a gift in itself.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years. From cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com and enter the code ELF by December 21st for guaranteed Christmas delivery plus free shipping.
When you're hungry for great food, a tasty cocktail, or a good glass of wine, a friendly atmosphere and fast attentive service, remember Jesse's Embers at 3301 Ingersoll Avenue. Open Monday through Saturday for dinner and Monday through Friday for lunch beginning at 11 a.m. Jesse serves just about everything, including some of the best steaks you've ever tasted, cooked on an open grill, located right inside. The smells are fabulous. And Marty or Dina stop to check on your meal, and the bartenders, well, they're on your side. Jesse's Embers on Ingersoll, just west of 31st Street.
This is Trent Cotton from 1700 KBGG. If you text and drive, you're just as dangerous as someone who is drunk at twice the legal limit. Make zero fatalities your goal and focus on the road. Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind. And our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
If you're sick and tired of the same old delivery options, I have an idea for you. It's Food Dudes Delivery. Food Dudes Delivery delivers for restaurants that normally don't deliver food. And with over 50 restaurants across the metro, Food Dudes Delivery can find whatever you're craving. And for listeners of Jimmy B and TC, $2 off any order of $20 or more. Just use the coupon code JBTC. That's JBTC for $2 off your next order of $20 or more. Food Dudes Delivery. Online, Food Dudes Delivery.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way to 6 o'clock here on a Friday. Good to have you with us. Always good when Seth Gruen joins the program. Bleacher Report on Major League Baseball and also Big Ten Unfiltered. Hey, Seth, how are you, man?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Long time no talk.
I know it's good to have you here on the program. Let's start first with Big Ten, and then we'll do some hot stove stuff as well. Where are you on the Big Ten, A, because we haven't had a chance to catch up with you, A, on no one playing from the Big Ten in the Final Four, and then also the amount of teams in bowl games?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now it's a sorry state of affairs for the conference for sure, both on the gridiron and on the hardwood. You know, obviously there's a little bias here. Do I think that Alabama deserved to go over an Ohio State? I'm not so sure that it was as easy a decision as the committee made it out to be. I feel like these championship games should be a money ball, so to speak, or the equivalent to a money ball in the three-point contest, and think they should be more heavily weighted. I think you also have to consider the fact that Ohio State played 10 conference games. The SEC only plays 8, which means they get an extra cupcake that usually comes at the end of the season, which allows them to rest their players. You know, that said, you look at it, is Alabama probably a better team than Ohio State? Sure. But, you know, I'm sick of the conversation that says, well, which team would win on a neutral field? But that doesn't matter. You know, there are teams that underwhelm every year that have 3 or 4 losses on their schedule, but they might be able to beat a team in the college football playoff. So that said, I think it's the 4 teams that are most deserving, the teams that have earned it. And then you look at a Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin only had 1 loss, too. I know people didn't love their schedule. But when all said and done, I think what hurt Ohio State was obviously that blowout loss at Iowa.
Yeah, it wasn't just the loss. It was the fashion behind it. And we will see how motivated Ohio State's going to be. And I do wonder also, you look at this Final Four here of college football, they're all Southern schools. They're all Southern-based schools. And for us here in the upper Midwest, if some of the juice is going to go away, and there's a lot of people in the cold huddled around their televisions, I wonder if TV numbers are going to be down a little bit just because this Final Four is so regionalized.
You know, it's funny, Trent. I hadn't really thought of it that way, but that's an excellent point. I think overall, especially now in the age of the Internet, a team like an Alabama has a national following. Mm-hmm. I think people are interested in whatever is going on there, even though they don't play in a big market, obviously. I think the fact that you have a rematch in the national championship also carries some weight and will have an effect on the overall ratings. Might they dip a little bit? That's possible. I think the Big Ten obviously carries Chicago and Minneapolis and Columbus and New York and D.C., some major markets. But at the end of the day, I still think this is a great event and one that will be watched.
I agree with you. The disappointing factor is, though, is once again, it's on New Year's Eve. Will the NCAA ever, like, switch around a little bit so that they don't do that, so that they can get a commanding audience?
Yeah, I think that they've actually already mentioned that they're going to move away from that. I think it was foolish of them to think that the college football playoff could trump what people have going on over New Year's Eve, because you also factor in family obligations, you know, obligations to those who maybe aren't as interested in football. I think the college football over the years has owned New Year's Day and should continue to do so with its marquee games. I'd love to see these semifinal games played on New Year's Day. I think that's the appropriate time. I think that's when people are at home and can dedicate the time to watch it and have parties around it, similar to the way people do with the Super Bowl. So, yeah, I do believe that they will move away from that day.
And this year, Jimmy B, by the way, it is on January 1st, the 2 semifinals. So
yeah, you're right about that.
You're in good shape. They've acquiesced away from that. But, hey, Seth, I wanted to jump into a little baseball conversation here with you today. Do some work over at BleacherReport.com. Hot stove finally getting going. What took so long? I mean, I know the simple answer is, well, a lot of people are waiting for the winter meetings, but normally we see a lot more action before we get to that point. Any reasoning behind why it took so long to get some of these signings going?
Yeah, I don't think there's necessarily a reason. Maybe some people are a little less willing to pull the trigger on some of these deals, especially since the value of prospects has really gone up, mm-hmm. or the way they're perceived has gone up over the past few years. And it could be just randomness, and it could be coincidence. I don't think there's any particular reason that will ultimately impact the market, other than to say that, you know, this thing always gets going at some point. It's just a matter of someone making that first big move, that first big signing, or that first big trade.
Well, there's been some dealings that have been taking place. I'm real curious now with what has happened with the Angels. And, Trent, how do you say that that player's name?
Ohtani.
Ohtani, thank you. I was going to say Ohtani, and I didn't think that was right. Ohtani. Now that they've discovered an elbow issue, what's up with this now?
Yeah, look, obviously that hurts his value, but he's still a great hitter. Don't forget we're talking about a guy who can both affect the game on the mound and at the plate. So even if they do find an elbow issue, he's still an elite player as an outfielder or as a hitter. Does that maybe change the dynamic of who might be interested in him? Does that maybe make him then more of a National League player? Because if you pitch and hit him, he's obviously an American League player because you'd want him to DH in days he doesn't pitch. But by that same token, maybe a team looks at him just as a pitcher and says they don't want to screw around with putting him in the field or you know, having him hit, which could further whatever elbow issue is going on in there. That said, I still see him as a really, really valuable player, and when all's said and done, I think there's still going to be a bidding war.
Well, Giancarlo Stanton obviously on the move. Big story as he makes his way to the Yankees. A lot of disappointment about the way this went down, and disappointment for Miami, once again, selling off pieces, selling off parts, and Derek Jeter now the face behind this all. Is Derek Jeter taking undue criticism here?
Yeah, I can't imagine that the conspiracy theories could be true. You know, I do agree with you, Trent, that it's just being a Miami Marlins fan is absolutely horrible. I think a year ago, a year and a half ago, we were talking about this team potentially being competitive in the NL East. So to see them sell off what is probably the best power hitter in the game is disappointing if you're a Marlins fan. Now, that said, I think baseball is better when the Yankees are hated. I think baseball is better when the Yankees are in it. I think that the Yankees, by acquiring him, and look, I'm sure everybody would love to acquire Giancarlo Stanton, but by acquiring him, pairing him with Aaron Judge and Gary Sanchez, I think seeing a new model in that baseball has become even more of a home run game than it was in the 90s, especially just with all the power pitching and whatnot. So to see the Yankees stack the middle of their lineup that way, I think we're going to see that kind of philosophy influence roster construction. I think we'll see it influence the draft, wherein you'll see some power hitters move up in rounds as that skill set is valued a little bit more. Maybe some power hitters who ordinarily in past years might have been drafted a little bit later in the draft. So I think we'll see that philosophy permeate itself throughout baseball as a whole. But yeah, back to your original question, I think that Derek Jeter probably is getting too much criticism. He's a competitive guy. I can't imagine that he was involved in acquiring the Marlins just to further the Yankees' agenda.
So are the Yankees the Golden State Warriors of Major League Baseball then?
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that comparison simply because basketball can be affected by one or two guys, right? You know, you get a down program in college basketball, it really takes only two guys to turn it around. I think, you know, the Warriors have been able to acquire a team such that they have a stacked starting lineup, but your starters play an overwhelming amount of the game. You know, Gary Sanchez or Giancarlo Stanton are guys who are only going to bat four or five times a game. So, you know, baseball really is a sport in which you need to be good top to bottom. So I get the comparison just because they have all these big names. They have all this great young talent that seems like they're going to be contenders again, you know, for the next 10 years, and very well this team could be more successful than the Torrey Yankees of the early 2000s and the late 90s. But, you know, I get the comparison. I just don't particularly like it.
Talking with Seth Gruen from Bleacher Report, taking a look around the hot stove of Major League Baseball. Let's jump over to your hometown, Chicago. The Cubs have been very active, a lot of moving pieces there, looking to bolster both the bullpen and the starting rotation. What's next in your mind for the Cubs?
Well, I think they need to address the Wade Davis situation for sure. what to do with him, whether or not to bring him back. I think you could see something splashy for sure from them. I don't think anybody's untouchable unless you're talking about Chris Bryant or Anthony Rizzo. I think that what the organization realized this past year was they did a great job putting really good skill, really good position players into the organization through the draft and trades and through that entire rebuild. But to some degree, the pitching staff was neglected, and you just can't win without good pitching. And I think they still need some good quality young arms.
Having a conversation with Seth Gruen. We're doing a little hot stove right now. Trent's favorite team, Minnesota Twins. Fernando Rodney signs. Did that catch everybody off guard a little bit, or does that make sense to you?
No, look, I think that the Twins are players for sure. I mean, it's strange in that last year we thought it was going to be a rebuilding year for them, and then all of a sudden all the young prospects who disappointed in 2016 played up to potential in 2017. We saw Byron Buxton have a good run and a number of other young players on the Twins. So, you know, the fact that they're making moves to try to bolster their roster for the upcoming season, I don't think is surprising at all. I think this is a team that could contend in the Central, especially depending on what the Indians do this offseason. I think there's some potential, to catch them with some adept free agent signings, maybe a good trade here or there. But I certainly believe in what the Twins are doing, and I think in a very short period of time, very unexpectedly, they have turned themselves again into a playoff contender.
Well, I know there's a lot of conversation up in the Twin Cities about the possibility of them going out and signing you, Darvish. A ton of suitors, obviously, for his services. Personally, makes me a little bit nervous after what we saw in the World Series a year ago and going, 5 years, $130 million for a guy that had those kind of troubles and just a couple years removed from Tommy John. Where do you think you, Darvish, ends up, and what's the price tag going to be?
I don't know. I mean, we're certainly in the age of the $100 million number three starter, and you, Darvish, at times, has certainly looked every bit like a number one or number two. So, you know, the $150 million number that you threw out there, I think, is certainly appropriate. Heck, he could end up in Minnesota. I mean, again, you know, you're talking about a team with a chance to do something special in 2018. I think you, Darvish, could be a big factor in getting them there. I think that his familiarity with the American League is probably going to weigh heavily in how teams evaluate him. That's very, very important for a pitcher, and I think we see sometimes when they switch leagues, them struggle. I'm not saying that, you know, his struggles were that overwhelming, but nonetheless, I see him probably signing with an American League team. And then again, when you're a pitcher who's played in an American League team, you generally don't like to go to the National League and bat. So, yeah, I think the Twins are a viable candidate.
Seth, it's always good, pal, to have you on the show. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas, and we will catch up with you again.
All right, same to you and all your listeners.
Thanks a lot. That's Seth Gruen joining us here today, Jimmy B. Hot stove getting going, and
yeah,
you mentioned the Ohtani story. It seemed like everybody knew about it, at least inside baseball. There were some rumblings. I remember hearing that a couple weeks before he had signed, but you hear the owner, and what are you thinking? You're thinking Tommy John, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm so excited to see if this can work, if we could see a guy be a starting pitcher and then also be a DH, also play the field a little bit because he's such a good hitter. We haven't seen anything like this before. I saw Yahoo, where I play fantasy sports. They've already said they're going to make him basically two separate guys because in fantasy baseball, Jimmy B, yeah, you might have a pitcher from you have Jake Arrieta. Well, you don't get his hitting stats. So what they're going to do instead of reconfiguring the whole thing, they're going to make Ohtani a hitter, and then there's Ohtani the pitcher, and they're like two separate players. How cool is that?
If you have that capability, would they do that for Madison Bumgarner as well?
No, you don't get his stats, Jimmy. But not in fantasy. You don't get his stats. So he is different. And how it's going to work, well, that is still to be seen. Going to be fun. Baseball still a long ways away, but the hot stove keeps us warm here in December. We'll come back on the other side. Time to get picks. Our man Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. He has been hot. and he is going to give us some more hot picks. A five-pack of picks for you coming up next with Lee Sterling, next on Jimmy B and TC.
News, talk, sports. Yeah, we got all that online at 1700kbgg.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Sponsored by KFC. Get your family the gift of a $20 fill-up from KFC. You put it on the table instead of under the tree, but they'll still love it. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Start your gift shopping yet?
I will today. It's time to shop at Macy's.
Says the man who never does his own gift shopping.
But this is different. We save on hundreds of gift specials.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Plus thousands more specials in-store and online.
Uh-huh.
Or we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's Carter Savings Pass.
Wow, you've really done your homework.
This year, just call me Santa.
Are you just saying this so I'll put out milk and cookies for you?
Now that you mention it. The perfect gift brings people together. It's time to shop at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines to buy a MyPillow and get another absolutely free. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-951-4694 and use promo code Des Moines.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Molly is such a cute snowflake. Where's that costume from?
Thanks. Liberty Mutual saved us some money, so it's custom made.
Liberty did what?
Oh, we switched our auto and home insurance and saved almost $800.
I wish we saved like that. Sarah's costume could use some work.
But she's a cute horse.
Sharon, she's a turkey.
Visit us online to get a quote. You can save.